Welcome back. Here is the big question for this video. Why start a podcast? Well, the aim of a podcast is to provide people with a useful and actionable set of information in an engaging and yet conversational way. Now, in this video, we're going to cover six main reasons why a podcast could be a big win for you. We will close this video with some super crazy, outrageous statistics about the popularity of current podcasting right now. Now, the first why of podcasts is that audio content is convenient for the consumer. The great thing about a podcast is that your content is audio and can be consumed while the listener is doing something else. Listen, doing so doesn't distract from their current activity. It actually enriches it. Podcasts are both effective as a communication style and convenient for the listener. Now, the listener can multitask and play these podcasts in the background while commuting, doing chores, relaxing in bed, you name it. Therefore, podcasts have an easier engagement factor than a video. Now, the second why of podcasting is that it doesn't cost that much to get started. If you wanted to start a podcast 10 years ago, you would have likely had to spend several thousand dollars just to get started. Fortunately, this is no longer the case. When I launched my podcast in 2019, I spent a nominal amount on equipment, given what this has now done for my career and my business. There are only a few pieces of equipment required to host your show. The first, of course, is a computer and a laptop with an internet connection. From there, your basic essentials are a microphone and a headset. Now, I have had several different microphones over the years, but I started with a $99 microphone and I've now graduated to a more professional quality microphone that costs around $400. The third why of starting a podcast is that it helps educate and encourage your listeners, helping you to establish market authority in a particular topic. Now, sharing helpful advice on a specific topic on a consistent basis helps position you as an authority in your industry, also known as a niche. Now, having a podcast has like a similar effect to running a blog or writing a book. It helps develop your reputation as an expert. As you increase your authority in the market, you attract other opportunities like being invited to speak at events or being a keynote at a conference. You see, you may also consider offering coaching and consulting services as people begin to ask for your specific advice on your particular area of expertise. A podcast adds to your authority. The fourth why of starting a podcast is because it allows listeners to hear your voice and it makes it more personal. When someone hears your voice, it's incredibly personal. They can hear your excitement, your emotion. It can be actually quite difficult to convey those things just simply through the written word. When someone listens to your voice while exercising at the gym or driving in their car, for example, it's like the closest thing to having you right next to them. It's like having a conversation. As your audience listens more to your episodes, they will begin to develop this connection with you. People will begin to like you, not just the content that you share, but the communication style that you possess. For my podcast, I want people to feel like they're literally in the room, like listening into a fun conversation. The fifth reason, or the fifth why for starting a podcast, is that it's a really easy way to repurpose content. Not only is podcasting new and exciting, it's like a medium that's posed to take off exponentially, but podcasts themselves are great for producing or repurposing or repackaging current content. Listen, if you maybe already have a class that you've taught or you've preached a sermon or you have a set of extra content that you couldn't include in your regular talk, that content can be easily repackaged and placed into a podcast. You would be surprised how quickly and easily you can turn existing content into your next podcast episode. Now, the final reason or the final why for starting a podcast is that it's a perfect for what I call short communication series. I used to think that the only reason to have a podcast was so that you could have something published every week and you would need to have like 250 to 300 episodes or so. I gotta tell you, I have changed my mind. This narrow way of thinking about a podcast is the way that I used to consider. Do you have an important message that you would like to communicate? You see, a podcast can be a great set of pre-recorded and packaged messages that can be easily sent to others. You do not need to have a traditional podcast with 200 episodes charting on Apple Podcasts for a podcast to be successful for your purposes. Now, at this time, I want to share some examples of what I call short version podcasts. Listen, if you're a business owner, you might want to create 6 episodes, like a short little podcast series that showcases exactly how your business helps customers achieve their goals. Now, like I previously said, a podcast does not need to be a weekly program with like hundreds of ongoing episodes. Remember, a podcast is a communication tool. Be creative and don't allow yourself to be trapped or confined into what's conventionally considered to be with the term podcast. Now, maybe you're not a business owner. Maybe you're a pastor. You might want to have a brief communication about the why and the how of inductive Bible study. You could have a brief series on the role of biblical parenting in the life of a child. A powerful communication series could be created around the ages and stages of spiritual and physical development of babies through kindergarten for parents of young kids. You see, I would love to see somebody create a succinct communication package about media and gaming and what it means for our teens' lives. The relevant topics are endless. The means to communicate these powerful messages could come through a podcast. Remember, very few busy people will be willing to attend yet another evening meeting or an in-person event. They might, however, be willing to listen to your thoughts through an audio medium like a podcast. As we close this video about why you should start a podcast, I want to share with you some astounding statistics from Convince and Convert. 78% of Americans have heard of a podcast. 57% of Americans have listened to a podcast. 41% of Americans listen to podcasts monthly. Monthly podcast listens have increased by 62% over the last 3 years. Americans subscribe to an average of 8 podcasts per week. Podcasts are popular and are growing in popularity. Podcasts are absolutely here to stay, and I'm excited for you to launch your podcast. You're doing great. I'll catch you on our next lesson where we're going to talk about who should start a podcast.